This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what it's like to worry if there will be enough. In this series, we've been talking about the many ways God will comfort you. One way is that God will hear your prayer and He will respond to it immediately. Although, what happens when God's response is not so immediate and you're enduring challenging times? This is what happened to the widow who the prophet Elijah visited. At the time of his visit, there was a pretty serious drought going on. And so when he initially greeted the widow, he asked her for a cup of water, and then he added, "Please also bring me a bite of bread." It was like he said, on second thought, make it water and bread. The widow did what a logical person would do. She assessed the ingredients she had to make the bread and assessed there wasn't enough. She said, "I only have a handful of flour left and cooking oil left in the bottom of the jug." She went on to say that she was planning to cook this last meal for her son and herself, and then she had planned to die. Elijah stops her in her tracks and blesses her with three key words: don't be afraid. This is key. When we doubt if there will be enough, most often the immediate next feeling is fear. He goes on to tell her, "Go ahead and cook that last meal, but bake me a loaf of bread first. For the Lord God of Israel says there will always be plenty of flour and oil left in your containers until the drought is no more." So today, as you decontaminate your situation by releasing fear, remember these words: "I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears." Psalm 34:4. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that you have more than enough.